Mathematics is so hard, isn't it? Fractions, algebra, calculus, prime numbers. You agree, right? Or maybe you're just one of the few people who really enjoy it. Either way, most people would say they do not enjoy calculations and equations. But I'm here to change your mind. You see, numbers can actually be fun. Numbers can hypnotize you, and best of all, numbers can be very, very sexy. Let me explain whilst you get comfortable. It is time to clear your thoughts for a while and let me fill your mind with my voice, my numbers, and some ways of looking at mathematics that will leave you entertained and thoroughly satisfied. So today you are going to experience mathematics in a slightly different way. It will be a little tricky, a little more challenging, but so much more engaging and more fun, of course. All you need to do is focus. I need you to really pay attention to this task because you will be stretched today. Imagine this was a classroom. Think of your favourite class. Now picture that. Is it a large room? Brightly lit? See the windows, the desks. Sitting comfortably? Great. Now, picture me at the front. I will be your teacher today. Picture me in front of the board, pen in hand, looking at you, looking into your eyes, holding your gaze, holding your attention as I start to describe today's lesson and what we will be doing together for the next 15 minutes or so. So, my dear pupil, today's class is about subtraction and fractions. First, I will subtract your thoughts one by one until they are gone. Then I will fractionate you with fractions until your mind is blank and empty, empty and blank, clear, clean, smooth and docile, leaving you so relaxed, so empty and in a peaceful, blissful, mindless state. This is the type of math class I think you would have really enjoyed, don't you think? So let me guide you through this, will you? Focus with me, if you will. Let's start with some really easy sums as you relax there listening to me. All I need is your attention, so just listen and focus on me. I want to warm up your mind before I take it down, deep down into trance. I want you to do these simple sums in your head. You won't need a calculator today. Your mind and your concentration is all you need. Just focus on getting the right answer for me. There's no stress, no pressure. Take as long as you need. And if you miss one, it really doesn't matter. Just move on to the next. And if you fall into a deep, relaxing trance, that's okay too. We're only here to have fun after all. And what could be more fun than being hypnotized in your math class? Now, whilst you are focusing and working out these sums in your mind, I will just keep talking. You can ignore my words if you need to. Just let them wash over you. Let them into your mind and release them. Pay no attention. You will just concentrate on the numbers as I talk to your subconscious mind. You can do that for me as you relax there, can't you? I will mostly be talking about how deeply I love numbers. You may have encountered counting in my files before and in many other hypnotist files. You may have been counted up to slowly wake, bringing yourself up and up as the numbers increase, and counted down to slowly drop into a trance as the numbers go down and down and down. And you may have questioned why each direction has a different effect on your mind as you drop ever more profoundly into and out of trance. The sand in an hourglass only falls, and time itself is only numbers if you think about it. But what would happen if sand flowed upwards at the same time as it flowed downwards? Would that reverse time, or is time unidirectional, unlike numbers, which can move in so many different ways? Let me show you how numbers can go up as they go down. So let's start with a simple calculation as you relax there listening to me. Focus hard to get the answer for me now. Are you ready? I want you to do your sums in a special way today, counting down the numbers as you subtract and counting up the numbers you have subtracted. It's okay if that sounds confusing. Let me give you a simple example. So my first sum is 5 minus 2. And this is how I want you to do it. So that's 5 minus 1 is 4 minus 2 is 3. The answer is 3. Again, 10 minus 3. 10 minus 1 is 9, minus 2 is 8, minus 3 is 7. See how the numbers both go up and yet down at the same time. You may find this hard, but the fun is in the challenge, and I am challenging you to resist the inevitable fall into trance. So, now it's your turn, but we will do this together, so don't start just yet. Just let me tell you the sum. The sum is 13 minus 5. That's right, just 13 minus 5. That's easy, isn't it? You can do that. So we are going to count down from 13 5 times. Is that hard? That's not hard. When you are concentrating, anything can be easy. But also, when you are concentrating, it's so easy for me to talk to your subconscious mind and pull you down, especially when you are counting up and going down at the same time. So do it with me now, out loud or in your head. 13 minus 5. Start at 13 now, going down. 13 minus 1 is 12, minus 2 is 11, minus 3 is 10, minus 4 is 9, minus 5 is 8. That's 5 times, dropping down to 8. The answer was 8. Is it getting tricky yet? I hope not. Some people may start to struggle when the numbers are large, to count up and down at the same time. And now it's your turn. Are you ready to go down? The sum is 53 minus 18. Let's start. 53. That's right. Keep counting down as you count up in your head as I talk to you. You enjoy this, don't you? This distraction. Imagine how much fun it would be if I were your teacher. Would you be able to concentrate on the numbers, or would I be distracting you with my words and my voice, with my gaze and my eyes? Can you see my eyes? Imagine my eyes holding your gaze, your focus. Could you hold your attention on the lesson, or would your mind feel woozy and dizzy and empty, just staring at my eyes? Could you maintain concentration? Am I speaking too fast and pushing too many words into your head as you count down? Are these questions too much? Are we there yet? Is the answer 47, 46, 45, 40? Does the answer even matter anymore? What number are you on? Is it 5? Is it 4, 3, 2, 1? Drop.
Drop.
Drop into trance.
Drop.
Drop deep for me.
Drop.
Drop. And sleep.
Sleep.
That's it. You are doing so well. Now sleep. We'll take a short break from the lesson before the next question. Just settle there. Relax. It's nice to feel empty and clear. Clarity helps your concentration, and my lesson requires your focus on me and on my words. So let trance wash over you like water in a warm bath, washing over your face as you dip your head under, deeper, immersed in the fluid. The comfortable temperature, the feeling of the water. The bubbles pushing your thoughts aside, making you blank and empty, empty and blank, as your mind floats and drifts. Keep drifting now, keep drifting, drift for me. Enjoy this trance. But our lesson must continue, So I will count you back up now, and you will be awake as I reach the number 5, awake and aware, ready for the next sum. 1. Collecting your thoughts. 2. Listening and concentrating. 3. Coming up now. 4. Almost awake. 5. And awake now, ready for the next sum. Wake up now, wide awake and feeling good. You're doing so well. You really are an A-star student. So, let's get back to it. The next sum is a little easier, but I think we should do it together again. Listening, prepared, focused, your eyes closed, ready to focus deeply on the next question. Are you ready? Let's count down together, either out loud or in your mind. See the numbers this time. See them flash in front of you as we count them. See them on the whiteboard if you wish, as I stand in front of you and reach up and write them. And then watch them fade. Magically fade away as we move on. The sum is 15 minus 14. We just need to start at 15 and count down 14 times. You may already know the answer, but trust me, let's count down together and check. It's so important to check our workings, especially if you want my extra special reward for being such a dedicated student. Remember to picture the numbers as I write them on the board and then watch them fade as they go. Are you ready? Here we go. 15 and down. Minus 1 is more. Minus 2 is lower. Minus 3 is as the numbers fall. Minus 4 is you fall. Minus 5 is your body relaxed. Minus 6 is your mind focused. Minus 7 is simply. Minus 8 is falling. Minus 9 is deeper. Minus 10 is down for me. Minus 11 is deeper down. Minus 12 is as. Minus 13 is you. Minus 14 is drop for me. Drop. And sleep.
Sleep.
Sleep now. Sleep and fall. Sleep. Slow your thoughts right down now. Slow them right down. You are deep now, deep and focused on my voice. Relax into the emptiness, and whilst your body and brain rests washed with numbers until it's clean and empty, let me talk about fractions for a little while. Fractions take a whole and break it down into smaller pieces. They make things smaller, but in exponentially smaller amounts the higher the denominator. The larger the number, the faster it falls towards zero. But does it ever reach zero? Is anything ever nothing? Does nothing really exist? So if you take a whole and you half it, you only have one half left. So you have lost half of the whole already. Now, take half of that half. That would be a quarter. That's 75% of the whole gone already. And half of that again, that would be a tiny proportion of the original amount, in just 3 steps. But if you keep taking half of the amount, another half, the part that remains must be getting so very small now, so very small. Is there actually anything left? Is it zero yet? Will it ever be zero? How about your thoughts? Relax your mind for me and let it wander. How many things are you thinking about? Count your thoughts for me. How many things are in your mind right now, floating around? Are there any thoughts? Is it full? Imagine now that I am taking your thoughts away, one half at a time. First, let me take half of your thoughts taken away, relieved from your mind. How does that feel? Maybe it feels twice as good as it did before. Half the weight, half the burden. Holding thoughts can be so hard sometimes. Have you noticed how much better your mind feels with half of them gone? Emptiness is bliss. Emptiness is bliss. And now another half, twice as empty now. Double the pleasure. How many thoughts remain? How many thoughts is one half of one half of your thoughts? How many things are you thinking about now? Do you know? Can you even think any more? Remember, emptiness is bliss. Emptiness is bliss. Let your mind wander as I remove all of your thoughts as you go completely blank for me. With every fraction, your thoughts becoming infinitesimally smaller, smaller and smaller. As your mind drops deeper and deeper into trance, each number getting closer and closer to zero, to emptiness, to nothing. Half again, so few thoughts. Half again, no distractions. Half again, almost an empty mind. Half again, so blank now. Half again, zero thoughts. Deep, deep, deeper,
deeper,
deepest,
deepest.
You are so blank for me, blank and empty, empty and blank. How nice does that feel, being so empty, just like the number zero. Zero is how to describe this blank and empty state. Zero will bring you back here. Zero is your trigger for deep trance. Zero thoughts. Zero distractions. Zero mind. Zero. And sleep. Let that trigger absorb into your empty mind. Whenever you hear me say the word zero, your mind will empty and your thoughts will evaporate. You will be left blank and empty. Zero, and your thoughts go away. Zero, and you fall into this deep trance state. Zero, so empty. Zero, utterly devoid of thoughts. Zero, nothing remains. Zero, empty mind. Zero, the word brings you back here to this perfectly clean state, this state free of thought, back to nothingness, back to emptiness, back to zero. And if you feel your thoughts returning, let them circle around the edge of your zero and fall into the nothingness at the center. Let your mind wash in the number zero. See it now. Picture the zero for me, the infinity of nothing. A deep, empty well, nothing but darkness. Zero. An empty circle with an infinite edge. Zero. A circular vortex entrapping your thoughts. Zero. A black hole where not even light can escape. Zero. A perfect stillness mirroring the void. Zero. Your mind like a blank canvas, empty of marks, empty of thought. Zero. A calm lake in the nighttime, perfectly still. Zero. Picture the zero for me. Feel it now. Feel it surround and engulf you in nothingness. Release your mind from the burden of thought. Zero. Zero. Now, listen to the sound of my voice as we slowly bring you back up. Gently, just follow my numbers as I count you up now to five. Zero. Zero brings you back here. Zero brings you back to this deep trance state. Zero. One. slowly rouse your mind. 2, bringing you back up now. Up you come. 3, mind becoming aware. 4, aware of your surroundings. 5, and open your eyes for me now. Open your eyes. Welcome back. Before you go, can I just ask you something? Do you ever find that sometimes when you hear a certain number, that it changes the way you feel? A number that maybe can make you feel sleepy or even empty, like
0.
Down, down, down you go for me. Down you go. 0. Falling into trance, falling into nothing. 0. Deep trance state now. Deep trance. 0. Sleep now. Falling down, slowing down to nothing. To 0. As you rest, as you relax, as you sleep. Let's bring you back up now, shall we? Slowly returning your consciousness, waking you up on the count of 10. 1. Your mind starts to stir. 2. The fog is lifting. 3. You can feel your body now. 4. You can sense your surroundings. 5. You can feel the temperature of the air on your skin. 6. Your mind starts to wake. 7. Your thoughts returning. 8. Your eyes move now. 9. As your eyelids open. 10. As you return to full awareness now. Welcome back. Welcome back again. I'll see you at the next lesson.